I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I know, right? I mean, I'm as shocked as you are. Episode 94, we're actually come back and recorded when we said we were going to. Welcome back. It's Ready Player 2. Say hello, everybody, because last time I introduced you all a little bit at a time, and invariably everybody just jumps in and says, you know what, go for your fucking life, do what you want.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yo.
There we go, that's better. We got everybody, full complement of podcast hosts. And we're back again, and we said we were going to be, and we are. And apparently, I've just been told from a very reliable source that this is actually our 8-year anniversary. This was a big thing on Twitter. Everybody was talking about it, supposedly. I wasn't really paying much attention. So this is our 8-year anniversary, which is a bit of a cheat, because we weren't here for at least 4 of those years.
At least 2 years we've been missing, yeah.
Yeah, at least 2 years where we've taken various gaps and breaks, the most recent one being the longest. But eight years since we recorded our very first podcast with hosts that weren't Elle or Lee in a room in which I had a very hoarse voice and was painting a bedroom. At the time that we recorded, yeah. And look, fast forward all this time, and the quality has improved by about 3%. And we've gained...
There have been some significant changes over the 8 years. So I think we've had three babies, two babies.
Yeah. Two, one.
Two babies.
You had one, Rich, didn't you? Yeah.
Two babies, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, you had one. Hang on, work out how old one of your children.
That's what I'm doing at the minute.
Your middle child.
Mental arithmetic.
How many? Youngest.
One baby, you're correct. One baby.
One. We've had two babies. We've had 5 hosts.
Yeah.
I think. We've had a number of guest hosts.
Yeah.
I think we've moved into 7 or 8 different houses between us.
Yeah,
3 houses in that time since we started.
Money bags.
We've done about 6 EGXs. Something like that.
We've done 6?
Maybe.
Between us, probably.
Because we did a couple of rests.
Yeah, that's true. We've collectively had about 24 cases of EGX flu.
Yeah, can confirm.
We have and 1 pandemic.
Yeah.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Do you know, after this, cause just thinking about EGX flu,
we were talking about this the other day. Can you imagine putting on a VR headset now?
I'd do it.
At a convention.
Oh, I'd do it.
You'd have to boil it first before you put it on my head.
Oh, I was reluctant in the first place, so never mind now.
I mean, justifiably so. I've seen some of the sweaty nerds that have gone in and out of stuff at EGX.
Well, you for a start.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I wasn't even first. Yeah, I mean, look, the EGX flu, for any of you that have never been to a convention of any kind or a gaming convention specifically, there are an awful lot of sweaty nerds with varying degrees of personal hygiene, all touching things. And by proxy, all of those people are basically touching you. And so they're touching the controllers, the keyboards, the virtual reality headsets, the paraphernalia, the pamphlets, the chairs, the toilets, everything.
Not the washing facilities.
Yeah, they're washing the rest.
And then all of those fingers, sooner or later, are going to end up touching you. And you will come back with what we've always called EGX flu. And it is always an amalgamation of whatever the congealed masses brought with them to the thing.
I think literally the only way to avoid it is to wear a full Resident Evil style hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Hey, good cosplay, guy. It's like, oh, it's not a cosplay.
Yeah. Also, 2 meters. Back the fuck up. Back it up.
And that was before social distancing.
This is a business opportunity. We could sell convention prophylactics, full size I'm casting a body condom.
A body condom. Can we not call it that?
Just a morph suit.
Oh my god.
A body Johnny.
Yeah,
also not really not much of an improvement. If we're spitballing, you know, business ideas here, could we call it something that sounds a bit more hygienic? Although, do you know what? Condoms are pretty hygienic, right?
It depends at when you get hold of it. I mean, what stage of the process?
What stage of its life? I mean, if you're one of the first two people to interact with it,
if you find it on the bank of a canal, it's probably not hygienic.
If you open it and it just disintegrates into powder, probably best not use it.
Past its sell-by date.
Yeah.
How did we get here? This has got away from me already. Honestly. 8 years. 8 years. Yeah. EGX condoms. Okay. I'm just keeping myself up to date of how we're meandering this track.
8 years. 8 years. Do you realise how old I'm going to be in 8 years' time?
Oh, God. I mean, we're talking about we've been through however many hosts. There's going to be at least one more replacement if we do another 8 years. And that's going to be out of necessity. Not out of any of the reasons we've got rid of some of the others.
If I make it to then, I'll be happy.
If you make it to then, we'll be happy, to be honest. I don't know about the listeners, but we'll be happy.
It'll almost be 2030 if we do this in 8 years. That's fucking weird. That's the future. That's like the,
that's the future.
Future.
Now's the future.
Pretty
now,
much, yeah.
Yeah, we're in the future now.
Eight years ago, if you'd have said to me while I was painting that bedroom with a hoarse voice 8 years ago, by the way, strap yourself in, we're going to be doing this for at least 8 years. I've got to be honest, right. Ross on the bike. I'm just gonna paint this room, to be honest. That sounds like an awful lot of work. I'm a weird mix of elated, confused, and slightly tired because I've just woke up from a nap on the sofa. We are going to do some stuff, right? We're going to talk about some stuff, some games. But you've got like some special 8 year centennial. It's not centennial, is it?
It's not a centennial. No, we're getting there.
I was going to say octennial, but that would be 80.
That would be 80. It's not that either. It's a octade. It's an octade.
But
can it be an octade?
Just be 8 years.
We're making it. It doesn't matter what it is. What it is now.
Now I can only think of octopus flavoured soda.
Octopus flavoured lemonade.
Octade, okay. It's delicious.
If you like fishy, this is your stuff.
Delicious.
Drink it or you're a sucker.
Whoa.
Oh, that was good.
But yes, right, okay. You're right. We do have Octade special stuff. So we sort of decided that, like, we're going to talk about some of our favorite moments over the past 8 years from the podcast and just our interactions together. And we're also going to talk about our favorite games over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
That we've played or have been released.
Was I supposed to plan and write things down?
No, you're right. You can just
be right. Wing it.
Direct traffic.
Yeah, so, in my hosting capacity, this is basically done at this point, is it?
Yeah, you run that.
I can sign off here. Thanks a lot, guys.
You just say our names, basically, for make us talk.
So, starting off with Rich, what's your favorite? What's one of your favorite moments from the last 8 years?
Do you know what? I'm terrible at this because I don't remember anything. Anything, as is evidenced by the fact that I interacted with that tweet earlier today that said it was at our 8 year anniversary, and when I sat down to do the podcast tonight, I had forgotten. Retweeted, replied, quote tweeted, the whole nine yards. Not a bloody clue when I sat down tonight. I don't remember loads of things because I find that I can't stay on track with life if I try and keep everything in my head. So I just let it float away once it's no longer important. But the one thing that I will always remember, and people who can't see what's going on the video right now and has possibly never, ever met Ross, if you imagine a Viking had somehow managed to achieve intercourse with a Trient, that is roughly what Ross looks like, right? He is somewhere in the region of 25 foot seven. He is a lot skinnier now than he was 7 years ago, whenever it is we went as well. Yeah. Yeah, we went to EGX. The very first year we went to EGX, which was 2013, I believe. Mm-hmm. We get to EGX. We had been there for about 25 seconds. We'd gone through the queue. We'd gone through the wiggly windy queue. We had got our wristbands. We're thinking this is brilliant and amazing. None of us knew. None of us knew the disease and misery that was before us. A couple of days afterwards. Oh, hang on. Sorry. Hannah's home. I told you this was going to interrupt me.
Hi, Han.
Hi, Hannah.
Sorry, Ross, you're going to have to edit this.
That's all right.
She's got back from a super mega shift. Love you.
Love you. Out.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So we're there, and we have this cavalcade of games in front of us. We're ready to go. We are ready to rock. We are looking to find out where we want to go first. And there's all this stuff. We didn't yet know that we were going to have the most fun of our lives at the indie game section. We didn't yet know that we shouldn't be spending hours and hours queuing up for the AAA games. Mm. We also didn't know where the fuck Ross was. Because somehow, within the first 25 seconds or so of walking into that show, this 25-foot specimen vanished. Completely and utterly vanished, and we were walking around for absolutely ages going, how did we lose him? He's bloody massive. As he sat down, what's going on? That stuck with me for a really, really long time.
If you imagine Godzilla stamping through Japan, like, you can see him over the heads of other people.
Yeah.
So
I actually can, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's no physical reason why he could disappear like that.
We kept expecting to see game developers running away with their arms in the air going, Godzilla! Godzilla!
I'm a really big ninja.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lee, what were you saying?
Was there a big party of, like, basketball players or something mingled with?
I generally don't know where I went. I just kind of got lost and just wandered off. And I do that from time to time, even now.
I mean, you say, oh, yeah, I do it from time to time. You did it at least twice when we went in 2018.
We thought we were going to have to attach a balloon to you, like you do to some children.
No, I've been walking around pressing X to Ross. Ross would have been having flashbacks, been running out.
Have you seen old Ross?
Where the fuck is he?
But of course, the flip side of all this is you'll turn around and he'll just be stood behind you after having been disappeared for like 15, 20 minutes. And you're just like, oh, Jesus, where the...
Oh, hi, Ross.
Batman. That's what I'm like.
I want to put a fucking bell on you.
What I was just forgetting to mention about that Eurogamer is his train journey and how fun that was to try and get Rich to London.
Yeah.
No. This is my time to tell stories. This is not my time to hijack my story time.
It sounded very much like your story had finished.
No, I don't think it had. Yeah, I think we've drawn the line.
Sounds like it come to its conclusion.
And now we're into a marvellous segue. Go on then. Go on.
Tell us about the train.
I don't have to tell you about the train. Somebody else's story now.
Well, as I remember it, you weren't au fait with train travel like a lot of us are.
And I wasn't fully versed in public transportation, I've got to be honest, like all you guys.
You're in your Midlands little county and you didn't want to venture to the big smoke of London. And
they're on rails. How can you get lost?
Yeah, but you've got to get on the right one. Yeah. The right one.
And getting on the right train at the right time was the problem. God.
Yeah.
Messed it was every, the whole thing. Every 30, 40 minutes. Yeah. Think I'm on the right train.
I saw a bird. Is there a bird on the way to the
Yeah.
Yeah, and then getting me on the subway. Didn't you guys have to hold my hand to get me to the subway on the way back?
No, you got into the wrong train. Yeah. And it was like, Rich, get off the train, you're on the wrong one.
I was basically like your carer, and you're out for day release, basically.
I remember Elle making sure my backpack was on properly. Now you've got the pack punch, go, not on that train!
Look, I was in Nana mode at that EGX. I hope you remember I brought frozen satsumas and bottles of water in my satchel.
Forgotten about that.
This is the first time we've ever met each other.
Yeah.
Podcasting. Like, I've known Lewis for a long time, but I've never met you and never met Elle before. And this would have been maybe a
not six even a year
podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, we started in March, and I think we
EGX was about September time, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Was, yeah. So that those are the things that kind of stick with me. I remember. I mean, if we're talking about that particular EGX, I remember we had a super official podcast meeting in the cafe there as well, and everything. But yeah. We were all big bollocks ready to go.
We were much better prepared the second time we all went. What are we?
Honestly, since we decided to go far more casual with the entire thing, everything was so much. I remember that we had that podcast meeting. We were talking about like marketing strategies and how do we talk to people on Twitter and all kinds of stuff. Oh God, if I could talk to Richie 8 years ago, I'd say several things. One, chill the fuck out. Two, drink less. Because honestly, you see, in 8 years into the future, pandemic time, you need to be calming that shit down.
Oh, there was the EGX where I just shoved microphones into random people's faces, wasn't it? And asked them to talk about games.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's another one I'd forgotten about that. That was the rudest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I have no shame. No shame at all.
She was so angry. All right, there's another story then. This is the time that we got
your game, accountant lady.
I know, a semi-official looking microphone and a recording setup and everything. And so we were stood in front of I can't remember what it was, some game.
Was it Volume?
It might have
the
been.
The Mike Blethel game.
Yes, it was. It absolutely was.
Because it was, we were talking to someone who had a Volume shirt on.
Yeah.
And it turns out she was just a fucking accountant.
Because I was just talking with no interview or anything. I was just talking about the game. Oh, hi, we're at EGX and we've just tried a game called Volume. And then halfway through me talking, Ross just sticks his fingers in the air at this woman and goes, here, like, you beckoned her over silently, like, you're on. you almost gave her the 3, 2, 1, and you're on. And she had no idea what was going on. We were already recording. She kind of walks in towards the microphone, and I went, I can't even remember what I said. I was just like, hi, you know, you work on this game, you know, how is it? What's the experience been? And she goes, I do the accounts, so like she was pissed. She was not happy about the way that she'd just been beckoned over. We were like, great, delete that.
I thought they were on our YouTube channel, but they must just be in like our Google Drive somewhere, those videos.
Oh my good grief. Yep.
I've got a moment from an actual podcast, episode 14, 57 minutes and 50 seconds into the podcast. I can't play the clip because it won't come across properly on through the microphone, but I will put it into the actual podcast. Was our little porno skit. Do you remember this?
Oh, God, was it that early?
Yeah, episode 14.
Episode 14.
Titled Sexy Time.
Yeah, where Rich's plumber arrived at the bar.
Oh, you got to splice that in because I remember doing this. How did that even come about?
I don't know.
We were talking about sexy games, I think.
Were talking about sexy men and sexy women in sexy games, maybe.
We used to try and have topics for podcasts.
Yeah,
do you remember that? We used to have topics and everything. We used to be so well planned ahead.
Yeah, that was episode 14, Sexy Time, as it's titled.
God.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
But I didn't order a plumber.
I'm here to fix your pipes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you like my plumber voice.
Rich, what are we doing?
I was gonna go with Mario. Welcome to Sexy...
It's me!
Plumber boy! we are entering into Sexy...
I've got to listen to that again, actually. You're going to need to play that for me at some point, or I'll just listen to the podcast and hear it again.
Splice that in for people that don't want to go back and listen to the whole show. But yeah, that was very early into the L tenure as well. She'd only been with us for... three and a half episodes at that point. And we started putting up porno skits.
Professional veneer.
I listened back to episode 10 earlier, which was your first episode, and you were incredibly Welsh and incredibly well spoken, and then by 11 you are who you are now.
Yeah,
it took one episode.
No.
And I would say it took one episode for us to break her, but it's 100% not what happened. It was one episode, and she just went, you know what, fuck it, I'm in now.
I was like, I need to feel out, like, you know, yeah. how I'm allowed to be. Like, how much L do yeah. we want?
So you've done a taster, right? You've had me at my most eloquent. Now, L. Yeah. Have some L.
Survive the trial yeah. period.
You need me.
You subscribe now.
Yeah, that's it. Oh God! Honestly, thank God we found Elle, and thank God we found Lee much later in life as well.
Well, just in
not
time.
As much.
We jumped through a few hosts, didn't we?
We yeah. did. Spell, yeah. Ciro was with us for the first 10, and then some Welsh chap was with us for about 10 in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of guest hosts.
I'd forgotten. We were talking about this the other day, and I'd actually forgotten that a couple of these people existed.
Yeah. It was JD, the American guy.
Yeah.
Oh, him.
John. Byron for a bit.
Yeah, we're Byron, and he did, because he did a lot of our YouTube content.
Oh, we like
he did,
Byron.
He did no, tons Byron. Of YouTube well content, good. Which didn't yeah, get did. Anywhere near as much recognition as it no. deserved.
Yeah, no. Really good stuff as well.
And we had, did we have Simon Marshall on for a couple as well?
Yeah, Simon was on
I
for
think,
two.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I think he guested for a couple of episodes, though. Yeah.
Then he did his own podcast off the back of ours, didn't he? Trying to just leech off of our fame.
Rock on, yeah.
He's a off babe.
Our, hanging off our coattails, both inches off the ground.
Inch? Come on. We centimetres, Rich.
It, right. I liked when guests came on the podcast because it was very telling how quickly if they were going to be a part of this podcast or they were just going to do one episode and never appear again.
Yeah,
you have to get the humour or you don't. And a lot of them did. One very definitely didn't, and we never heard from her again.
We had a couple that very definitely did not understand what was happening, bless them. Yeah. Which is fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are an acquired taste.
I had my friend, my former colleague, Colin, on episode 20, Quiz on Your Face. And Elle sang Quiz on My Face and Tell Me That You Love Me to him. And tell me you ever did again.
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot about
oh my
that.
God.
I have no chill. I'm sorry.
I honestly can hear her singing that in my head now as yeah. well.
Quiz on My Face.
Tell me that you love me.
Oh God, I'd forgotten all about that.
No, some of the podcast names. How did they happen?
I think that sets us apart from other episodes, other podcasts in total.
But what? If you call out some of the podcast names, it suddenly it'll click in my head.
Dick
what
head
happened?
Ghosts.
No.
I think I remember that.
No, I literally have no idea from half of them. Like even one of the previous ones, what was it? Cyclical Gumption.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
yeah.
idea. No clue. No idea who even said it.
Somebody retweeted that episode the other day.
Yeah, that's me.
Why?
Just what? Not.
Why you do this?
I always write down comments as we're recording, so I've already written down Body Johnny.
That is a good one.
Christ, if your child ever gets hold of that notepad. Right, has anybody else got any memories of the podcast?
Well, EGX specifically. Oh, go on, Al.
Any?
I got one, because this is hilarious, and I love this one. Rich being Neo, right? Picture the scene. You've got the Beat Saber stand. You have two attendants who had never seen a middle-aged man thrash around as well as Rich could. Rich was in his element. He was fucking beating them sabers. And the look on their faces was unto the discovery of Christ. They honestly had a religious experience watching Rich
yeah.
have some sort of fucking...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What I loved even later than that, though, so that was when I went to the Intel stand, I think. Yes. And then a little bit later on in the day, there were two booths, and they were side by side. And me and Lee were in them side by side. And the same people were there, and they were like, oh, you're the guy. You're the guy who's really good at the game. And I was just like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm the guy. And then Lee goes in next to me, and now Lee's the guy. And now all of a sudden, there's one later.
Elderly gentleman.
Like, you know, not exactly the springiest of chickens, either of us. You know, plump is...
Your chicken's got more spring than mine.
But my chicken's also got a little bit more dough than yours. flailing in these booths that actually you couldn't extend your arms either way completely. So we were kind of mini flailing in tandem.
Was that the PlayStation one?
No, it's the Intel one.
Yeah. It was right at the back of the room.
Yeah, I remember that bit, but my favourite bit was when we went to the PlayStation booth and we did something similar there, playing Beat Saber on the PlayStation headsets and having a great time, playing some songs that were exclusive to the PlayStation as well. So we'd never played them before, and there we are hammering the boxes out of the air with gay abandon, and a crowd gathered. Because it was an open booth.
There was a huge crowd.
Yeah. Oh, that was... And honest, I randomly saw footage of us playing Beat Saber on Twitter.
Yeah.
Of you.
Of me, somebody, yes. They ignored you.
They ignored me completely. They were like, Jesus Christ, look, this guy's put his Zimmer frame down. Look at him go.
No. To be fair, you did then end up on the PlayStation stage, Rich.
Yes, that's true. That was another year, wasn't it?
No, not last year.
No, year before last year must have been. Everybody was dead last year.
Four times.
Apologies to anybody who is actually dead.
Awkward. You either get us or you don't.
But, because you were Beat Saber in a way on at the PlayStation stand, and then the PlayStation PSVR community manager was just stood there. He was like, "Oh my god, have you seen this guy? He's really amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, I know him." And then the next thing, he's like, "Oh yeah, come back tomorrow and get up on the stage."
This guy's face as well. So I went up on stage, and annoyingly, I stacked it because it's a PlayStation VR. And right, it's so excuse. Three, two,
go.
So because it's a PlayStation VR, and there's lights everywhere, and it's on a stage, and the stage is moving, and there's people there, and obviously they're all cheering for this person that's on stage because they're having a great time. No, they weren't. And so the tracking was completely fucked. So I got halfway through this track that I'm doing on Expert Plus on Beat Saber, and the tracking just fucking disappears. Right, my arms are pissed off into the middle distance. I can't hit anything. I have to close my eyes because the headset's gone all bloody wonky. And all it looks like on the screen is I've just full on stacked it. Fucked the whole thing. And I come out and I'm like, oh, sorry, people, that didn't go well.
If you go and get me a Vive, I will show you how it's really done.
Right up until that point, I looked great. And then the community manager came out afterwards and went, "Oh, yeah, thanks for doing that. It's brilliant. Have a PlayStation Pro controller." And I was like, "Oh, great. Cheers." He goes, "Have you got a PlayStation?" I went, "No."
You get a PS4 as well.
He went, "Oh, how have you been playing that?"
Oh.
I was just like,
awkward.
It's on other platforms as well. He was like, "Oh, right." And instead he gave me a couple of backpacks and some Spider-Man merchandise for the kids. So that's fine.
I remember playing Beat Saber at that Eurogamer. Must have been the year before.
That was one of my favourite moments as well. Watching.
Because I tried to wander, because you guys have been fucking banging on about VR for so long. But I thought, I'm just going to try and wander off, and they're not looking, as I do, apparently, and try and play something. And it wasn't that hard. Don't know what the big fuss was about.
I think the biggest difficulty for you was the fact that you were basically trying to do it in a coffin.
Yeah, I was enclosed. I couldn't fully stretch.
You didn't have to reach very far for the boxes, did you? You didn't have to bend down.
No, never quite easy.
Flick his wrists around. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that EGX. I always like it where in anything that I do where I don't look like a complete Kim moron, I'm all right with that. That was, we went around and tried Beat Saber on basically every available VR platform that was there at the time, and came away with probably the worst bout of EGX flu I've ever had. Coincidentally,
a mystery.
Two of my favorite moments are linked to that. It's the Carpool Podcast and Ready Player 2 Live in your front room.
Oh, yeah.
Great. The one in the car is just completely... It sounds awful to listen to, but it was such fun to do.
Yeah.
And that picture that El got from the boot.
I forgot El was in the boot. Yeah. If anybody important is listening and is worried that I just shoved El in the boot, it was a 7-seat car, had seats in the boot, seat belts and everything. had a cage. She was safe.
About to go as a consensual boot placement.
Oh my god! Stop it,
and yeah, the live one in your front room as well. That was a lot of fun.
Gone off on one now. We had kids in the car. It's not like we'd gone dogging. We've broken it. Yeah, the live podcast in the front room is brilliant. It's always great fun when we got together because it's not, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Because
it's a treat.
Yeah. Because none of us are very close. I think Ross, you and Lewis are probably the closest, or at least you were.
Yeah.
As in terms of proximity to each other. But we're all up and down the country, the rest of us.
All over the
show. In other countries in Wales Coast.
Hmm.
Yeah. So meeting up was always a big thing and a big deal. I remember we always used to have plans. It's like, oh, we're going to get back from EGX, and then we're going to crack open these beers, and we're going to have a couple of beers, and we're going to chat about this, that, and the other, come up with some plans for the next day. What actually happened was we get back from EGX and go, oh, fuck this, I'm not going to. I can't do anything. Just insert something food-shaped into me, and I'm leaving.
The most.
Or we'd get back and have a couple of beers, more than a couple of beers, and just end up getting poleaxed.
Yeah.
And then going back to Airbnb and passing out.
Yeah. Not the best decisions that we've ever made. I think one of them, I can't remember which one it was, Lee and, was it Ben, came back to ours. We were drinking port.
Oh, God, yes. And watching really odd YouTube videos that you then replayed to me another couple of years later. Exactly the same ones.
Are they probably the same ones that he played to me one year?
I'm sure they were. I think he's got a playlist, but you know, I'm going to trick you out with this weird comedy routine thing. I'm trying to think of one of the catchphrases.
Was it, but the front fell off?
Is that the catchphrase?
No.
No, but it was one of the sketches.
Yeah. I love that video.
After a few ports.
Have you not seen it, El?
No,
you not
don't.
Seen it, El? I'll treat you to it after we've finished recording. Brilliant. Change your life.
Okay.
Not a good way to look at these two.
No, it is brilliant. I didn't. That's not my responsibility. I didn't break them. They were like that when I found them.
Can I go next?
Go on.
Mine is actually off of the back of what you just said. Is when Ben came, I think it was 2015. Unfortunately, Elle and Ross didn't make it that year, but Lewis did, and it was my first year. I wasn't part of the podcast yet, and I was a big fan.
He was playing the long game. He wheedled his way in.
I thought I needed to get close to you first.
I think this was the year that I crashed at yours, wasn't it, Rich?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
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 6'3" man trying to squeeze into a 4-foot child's bed.
Oh, I've slept in that bed. I feel your pain. Being a really big fan of this amazing gaming podcast and really being into everything about it, and being friends with the host, the main host, was a big deal for me at the time. And I subjected Ben all the way. It's a, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hour journey to get to you from my place. And I subjected Ben all the way there to Ready Player 2 podcast on the car. And
so that's like, what, one and a half episodes?
Some of the early ones were over 2 hours.
And then when we got there, I think we just basically picked you up. And
you swung onto the drive. Said hi. You might have had a quick bacon sandwich, and then
that
left.
Was it. You jumped into the back. Yeah. Lewis and Richard jumped into the back of the car. Me and Ben sitting in the front, and off we drove. Turned the podcast on, off, and 2 minutes later, Richard and Lewis are chatting away about games. And I basically had a live podcast in the back of my car. It was like, this is dream come true.
Nice.
I find that very strange because you've mentioned that before, how you were a big fan of podcasts and you used to listen to us quite a lot, and then we met up and we went to EGX and everything. I always find it, we shouldn't find it strange because we've had lots of other people be very complimentary about the things that we've done in the past, and we've had people send us very nice messages about how we've
today, in fact.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we've had people send us really nice messages about how our outlook has changed the way that they approach certain things, and one person got into the industry and lots of other things. It's been lovely. So I shouldn't have been surprised when you were saying that, but it's always very strange because we are like, there isn't a letter lower than Z. But if there was a couple of steps lower than Zed, that's the celebrity that we would be at. I think I've mentioned that before. That's like way down the alphabet. Does it start with numbers after that?
No, it's like in Excel when it starts going into double letters.
That's right. That's right. So we're probably maybe somewhere in the region of like QYZ celebrities. So
I
still
find it weird that people listen to us because we're not. I mean, we're nobodies, aren't we, really? We're just five idiots that talk about games. And
yeah, I mean, like, I had a similar thing with... so, like, I'd share my... In the early days, I'd share on Facebook and stuff like that, and, like, friends would share, and friends would share, and this, that, and the other. And then I went to, like, a midnight launch for something.
Oh, yeah.
And someone was like, oh, are you Lewis, by any chance? And I was like... yeah, that's odd, but okay. Yeah. And he was like, so, like, Lewis from Ready Player 2? And I'm like, yeah. that's even odder. And he was like, oh, so-and-so shared it on Facebook, your podcast on Facebook, and, like, I've been listening to it, and, like, it's really great. And, he and I then went on to do, like, games events, and he went on to actually went on to work in the industry. So, and, like, he said to us previously that, like, he kind of, I don't think he said owes, but I'm going to say he owes the fact that he works in the industry in part to us, which is, absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
I find it crazy.
It's such a lovely feeling because we just like Ross said, we chat nonsense and we have fun, but to have someone tell you, hey, your absolute nonsense gave me hope to try something.
Yeah, because I saw the shit that you were producing and thought
I could probably do better.
You know what? If this bunch of jokers can come up with that nonsense and get followers, then I'm quizzing.
This is why I'm in YouTube.
We've launched. We are the ship that launched 1,000 more successful people.
Yeah. I guess amazing.
There's been quite a few people, and a similar thing's happened to me as well, Lewis. I was at EGX. So a couple of years on EGX, we didn't get any press passes or anything, and we were just like, sod it, whatever. We're a tiny little podcast. We've got nothing really. You know, we were faking it until we made it when we were managing to get the press passes before anyway, so it's fine. But those years when I haven't had a press pass, when I'm not walking around with a press badge and stuff like that, have been the years where people have gone, you're from Ready Player 2. They've noticed a T-shirt or whatever. You're from Ready Player 2. You Rich from Ready Player 2. Yeah, I am. And then I haven't got punched, which shocked everybody. and that's really nice. That's a really nice feeling when people recognise you, which is very bizarre. I mean, it is a close community. Obviously, we're British gamers that tend to go to shows like EGX or tend to go specifically to EGX. We've got a circle of people that know it's on Twitter, so there's a chance that people are going to find us every now and again, but it's still a really nice feeling. Even if we've only actually got 3 people listening to us, it's still a nice feeling.
And they're really good at finding people.
Yeah, yeah. They're like pro Where's Wally players. They might be able to help us find Ross next time we misplace him.
Wear a red and white striped t-shirt and hat. Yeah.
Has anybody
one of my
else?
Favourite things is our episodes. Like, we've done some really weird episodes. Like, we did 65, 66, 37, because that was an episode that we missed in 2014. So we did it in 2016 instead. I made 2014 and news in 2014.
Okay, I made notes of my favourite episodes, and Great Scott, it's episode 37, what is one of my favourites as well.
Oh, we pretended that we were back in time, didn't we? Yes. We pretended that we'd gone back to 2014 and that it was the lost recording of the episode, but it wasn't.
Except that I wasn't part of the podcast at the real episode 37. Elle was... And I didn't exist then.
So you had to pretend to be ill, didn't you?
I had to pretend to be ill with a cold.
Yeah, that was so good.
We also did a backwards episode. I can't remember what episode it was now, but we started with our outros, given our Twitter handles, and we went backwards through the shows and did top three, then we did what games we're playing. And
I have absolutely no recollection of that.
I do not remember doing that. What were we thinking?
Having a structure and a plan.
Yeah. Oh, my word. Best episodes, though, are the outtake specials.
Oh, I love the outtakes.
I do like that. I live in permanent fear of the outtake specials.
They're always my favourite to put together, because it's just taking all the clips that we've recorded and stick at the end of every podcast, but just put them all into one hour long fuck up, or just random stream of our consciousness normally.
It's like a 20-minute screech.
Well, no, I used to talk to the camera when everyone else went to get drinks and it would just be me and the audience, and we'd have a personal connection, and I don't get to do that anymore.
She'd just have some ASMR stuff going on.
I'd just be like,
there was one of the last episodes where Elle whispered into the microphone.
Hey, it's just you and me. It was so
Ross funny. Kept that one.
I love it. It's so funny.
Along with the porn episode with me and Lou. Got some weird auditory fetish thing going on.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. What else have we done? I don't even remember half of these episodes.
Lewis,
what were we doing?
What's one of your favourite moments? We've not.
Probably one of the more professional things that we did. So when we spoke to... in fact, we got to be quite good friends with them. Bran and... or Brian, I can't remember how to pronounce it now. From Image and Form, the guys behind the SteamWorld games.
That is actually one of my cringiest moments of all time doing Ready Player Two.
Really,
100%. Yeah,
trying to pronounce his name.
No, I fucked up hard. Sorry, you tell your story and then I'll circle back to mine.
Just because I seem to remember we just did it as a normal episode. With him as a guest host, and then we sort of briefly spoke about the SteamWorld games and possibly one of the new ones that was coming out. But that he was one of the few people where we were us, and he got it.
Oh, he got it almost straight away.
So like he was talking about playing chess with his kids and like just kind of getting into it, but it was. It's also one of the episodes for me where it felt like we were a lot more professional than we actually are or were at the time.
We did a couple of interviews though, because you guys on like the second episode, didn't you get what's
Dan
his name?
Emmerich.
Dan Emmerich. Emmerich.
Yeah.
We recorded that before the first episode, Lewis, didn't we, I think?
I can't remember.
It might have been like the day after or something, but it was really like...
Yeah, it was in pretty quick succession.
Yeah. I listened to Dan for years. I think he was like the Activision community manager at the time.
Mm. Yeah,
and
I think
had
he
been
was.
For a number of years, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do. You just approach people on Twitter and ask them.
Fancy it? Yeah. We are a completely unestablished podcast with absolutely zero episodes out whatsoever, but fancy coming on for an interview. Essentially, what that was at the time was just a chat. Like, he had no evidence whatsoever that this was ever going to be a podcast. It was just like a telephone call with two people.
Yeah. But then, I mean, we did the same with... we've done it with a few people. Like, we had Andrew Benson from... can't remember the name of the company, but they're the team behind Unbox.
Oh, yes, I remember him. Yeah, he was great as well.
Yeah, I mean, he was another one that really kind of got it straight away, but we were a bit more professional with him. Like, we were talking more about the game.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of other people as well. I can't remember off the top of my head, but...
It is nice when we switch on professional mode. We did go through a phase of trying to do that a bit more and a bit more. Maybe we'll get back to that at some point. Maybe not. Oh, God. That was very Bugs Bunny. but yeah, I've enjoyed all of those things as well, because every now and again it makes you think, oh yeah, we're a proper shop, we're proper professional, we can do this. Yeah, we talk about nonsense half the time, but yeah, when we need to, we can switch it on. Apart from the time when we were at EGX and we went to live interview Brian and I've forgotten the other guy's name, and I'm going to kick.
All I remember about him was that
he was really ill.
Bless him.
He got EGX flu real bad, and we started the recording, and so help me, I should have stopped it and started it again, but I didn't. And I'm supposed to go, hi, we're here with Brian from Image and Form. And what I said instead was, we're here with Brian from, and then stumbled for a second because I couldn't remember the name of their company, and went, SteamWorld. And I remember he gave me a look like, you forgot the name of the company, didn't you? And I just went, I'm carrying on. I'm just going to carry on. And like later on in the interview, I remembered the name of the company and dropped it in. But honestly, I've held on to that for years.
Oh,
years and years.
I was there. I didn't even notice.
Oh, he did. Oh, he very noticed.
Well, they still spoke to us after that, so.
Oh, yeah, they've spoken to us.
Yeah, they've always been nice.
I really liked our when we gave out our EGX awards, because the company seemed genuinely touched at just this little podcast. Yes. Was
5 minutes.
We still have the Ready Player 2 award badges on some games on Steam.
Vermintide.
Yeah.
I think Unbox, maybe?
Unbox had it.
Digirati ones as well.
Yeah. Had it on it as well.
Oh, yeah, the guys from Digirati.
Yeah. That was really nice.
That was cool.
That was all part of the fake it till we make it situation. But it was like, it was fine, because we've enjoyed, I think we got to a point where we were self-aware enough to know that we're no big thing, but some people know of us, but we're no big thing. But you know what? We like giving out these awards, and it's really nice and it's fun. And we had the Mini Player 2 awards, where my kids gave out some awards to the things that they really liked as well. And the developers seem to really like it, even if they're bigger developers. They seem to really like it. Mm-hmm. And we got some pictures with everybody. And the whole thing enhanced the flavor of EGX, the pungent man-flavored flavor of EGX. It was already there.
Well, I think, like, to be fair to us, we're like the court jesters of the podcasting world, right? No one takes us seriously, but we can make people laugh. And the thing is, when we do these things because they're fun, not because we want to get anything out of them. So I think that's why people are more receptive to us. Like when we were getting our badges for Egypt, fine. How many of you are there? Whatever. We'll take your badges, get in. You're all lunatics. Fantastic. Yeah. You know? All the professional ones, two maximum. You idiots, you're fine, whatever. Go past.
Fuck, I've forgotten about that. We probably shouldn't say about that, should we?
What they're going to do, take him away from us?
Well, that's true. Do you know what's even better? It's just to add a little bit of texture to this story. So EGX gives to every publication, and when I talk about us, I'm doing publication in bunny ears. But
we had a website once. Upon a time.
We had a website once. I think we've still got it, but it's broken. Each publication that manages to get a successful application in gets two press passes to EGX, free passes, so that they can get into EGX and they get in early. But you can only have it for two people. There's five of you, no fucking dice. Only we've been going to EGX at this point for years, since 2013.
Yeah.
And so we went, was this the last time we went or the time before that? I can't remember.
I think it was the time.
2018, was it?
2018.
Right, 2018. Right, two of us got press passes and then the remaining three of us got press passes, and then my fucking kids got press passes. We had seven of us walking around with press passes. We just got up. Was it Elle who said?
And we were themed. Let us also add to that, we all had our t-shirts on.
Yeah. That's true, yes. We all had, and the kids had t-shirts on as well.
Like a really, shitty Reservoir Dogs. strolling through the Birmingham, many things, wherever it is.
Oh my word! I still remember that because that was they had lanyards as well with press on the lanyard, and so the kids are walking around with these press pass lanyards on. And they're walking up to stuff, and I remember the developers are doing double takes. What's happening?
These tiny journalists.
There is a tiny journalist here.
But that's the thing. Most developers, even if they haven't heard of you, like they don't know if you work for some major publication or not. So they're going to be like,
not going to take a chance.
Well, yeah, exactly. So even if they are seven or eight.
Yeah.
Who, I can't remember the name of the game, and I probably shouldn't name and shame the name of the game. We're probably talking about too much EGX stuff here, but a lot of our great memories have been about around EGX when we've all met up. I remember we went, I can't remember what EGX it was. We sat down, I think it might have been me and Lewis, and we sat down playing this like top-down roguelike game where you crawl around a dungeon or something anyway. And the developers have come over and they've seen the press stuff that we're wearing. We haven't asked to speak to these people. Mm-hmm. We just sat down and started playing the game. And they've seen the press stuff. They've come over and they've gone, oh, yeah, so it's this and it's this and it's this and it's this. What publication are you from? And I said, oh, Ready Player 2 t-shirt. And I said, yeah, we're podcasters. And this woman's face fell, just completely dropped to the floor. And I'm there going, should I apologize? I'm sorry. And then she was so rude. She just wanted me to get out of the chair. She was like, nope, we let somebody else who's more important than you. And do you know what? The game was shit. And I can't even remember
what the game was now.
I can't remember what it was, but I remember me and Lewis very loudly walking away going, yeah, yeah, yeah. We probably won't bother talking about that. It was really bad.
Should we move on to games? Our best games.
Our best games
since March the 26th, 2013.
Oh my god! Somebody else is going to need to go first, second, and/or third.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, and there we go.
Best game I've played in the last 8 years.
Good choice.
And it does divide opinions. I think there's a lot of people that don't like it because it was too slow and too ponderous. But Lee sticking his hand up. For me, it was absolutely perfect. I spent hours just playing poker in that world, just riding around on horses for no particular reason, just doing like the little live events that would just flash up, like because you're riding around.
It's
the best thing Rockstar have ever done. And our GTA 5 is huge and still going massively strong with online, but Red Dead 2 was absolutely perfect for me.
Red Dead 2 they're two games where I will happily spend ages doing superfluous stuff like hunting or playing games or doing whatever rather than just doing the main storyline.
Same. I love collecting the horses. And also, you have to. There's a random event when you're riding around and there's a man and he's like, oh, what have you done to your hoof, horse? And the horse fucking conks him in the head and murders that guy. And you can be like, this horse is badass. I'm going to take this horse now. It doesn't just happen once. It happens many a time.
I'm sorry. Can we just reverse a minute? Because I don't know whether Elle had that story bottled up inside her or not, but she segues into that from, oh, Rich, you haven't played it yet. You've got to play it. There's equine murder. This is the reason. This is the whole reason you should play this game. Forget about the cowboys. Don't worry about the guns. None of that. A horse kills a guy.
Multiple horse kill multiple men, Rich. You could have a fleet of murderous mares.
A fleet? Is that the right?
Murderous mares.
It's a murder of horses.
If you have a whole stable full of horses, is that a fleet?
There's three.
Three is a fleet of horses.
You can have like three horses in the stable, can't you?
Yeah, but I didn't know that the plural for these
I think he's fishing around for herd.
No, I don't know. I like the idea that it's a fleet.
Yeah.
Or in this instance, I think it's probably more of a murder of horses.
The collective name, yeah, the collective name for horses is herd.
Okay. I like the idea of a fleet of horses, though. It makes more sense.
I do have a couple of honorable mentions. Super Mario Odyssey on Switch is incredible. I spent hours on that. Yes. The Witcher 3. I hated The Witcher 1 and 2, but 3 is superb as well.
I've not played 3 either. I've not played The Witcher 3.
My God, what have you been doing, Richard?
All the games that I've not been that I've not played.
And NBA 2K13, which I think I spent the first 20 episodes talking about.
Yeah.
It's never been bettered. And I've bought everyone since. I've wasted my money every single year.
I've missed Ross's Nintendo news, by the way. That's one element of the podcast that I've missed dramatically.
I bought a brand new Mario game today.
I saw you post that.
Good.
Oh, good. Games from the last 8 years. From the last 8 years. I can't remember what happened yesterday.
Well, VR came out.
Oh, Beat Saber. It's got to be Beat Saber. It's one of them. It's certainly not probably the best game that I've played in the last. But Beat Saber has had a massive influence on what I've been playing probably for the last 4 or 5 years. What? 2016, I got my VR headset. 2016, yeah. I'm still using it.
4 years ago,
Wow. So, yeah, Beat Saber, absolutely amazing. It's one of the. It's just a little game. It's like Guitar Hero, but I remember being massively hooked on Guitar Hero way back when as well. But yeah. Beat Saber made my VR headset worth it, 100%. It full on L'Oreal my VR headset.
Killer app.
Killer. It definitely is a killer app. Go on. Who else has got one? Best games out of the last 8 years.
Mine is actually quite an early one. I think it came out in 2013. Well, this version of it did. Rocksmith 2014.
This is only because he can't go any more retro than this. This is an attempted retro. Right? Because he's been prevented from going back to the Commodore era. He's like, well, I'm going to have to go as far back as I'm allowed.
I'm pushing the boundary.
Yeah, it came out October 22nd, 2013. You are allowed by 5 months.
I did play it for solidly, like every day, for hours every day for probably, I don't know, three-ish years.
Wow. Nice.
And I went from not being able to play guitar to kind of being able to play guitar.
Slightly more than not being able to play guitar.
That's a shiny endorsement. I attempted this as well. I did it for 5 episodes and then I stopped.
Yeah, it's only because I harangued you into buying a guitar. And
I bought a guitar. I bought an electric guitar for this, which I still have in my garage. And actually, on the Old Idiots Inc. YouTube channel, there are videos of me trying to learn how to play guitar. But I did not think of five
Your
videos.
Yamaha Pacifica.
Yeah. If anybody needs to buy a guitar, by the way, there's one.
Really nice. Seriously, nice guitar. No. Buy that guitar. It's a really good guitar.
I can't play guitar.
I've got three on my wall that I haven't picked up in probably 2 years.
Oh my God, that was another one of
Lee's
projects. He's going to have 6 bloody pinball machines by the end of this particular one. And then he's going to move on to something else and start making fish tanks or something. Lewis, have you got another game? Elle, have you got another game over the last 8 years?
This is a weird one because it's one that I've probably put the most amount of hours into. But it's also one that I utterly despised when it came out, and that's Fallout 76.
I still despise this.
It's a different game now.
It's a totally different game now.
Because we played it when it first came out, the first couple of days, I think. It just didn't work.
No. It was just a horrible experience. But, yeah, I'm 600-something hours up into it now. And yeah, it's probably one of the games that I've ploughed the most amount of time into, alongside Destiny and Sea of Thieves. And that's in the last 3 years, 2 years, in fact.
See, it's one of those games that I've always kind of wanted to go back to, but I got burnt so hard the couple of times that I tried to play it that I just couldn't. Lee, was it you that I would try to go and play Fallout 76 with?
Yes.
Was it? And didn't we work out within the first 20 minutes that there was no group quest progression?
No, I don't think it took that long.
Okay, so there's still no group quest progression. You still have to do it individually,
so stupid.
So if two people want to do the same quest,
you've got to do it twice.
You have to do it twice.
Honestly, it's like they've never played an MMO or any kind of online game before.
We have something similar with Elder Scrolls Online. Do you remember when we all bought that?
Oh, that was all. Oh God, I remember Roy.
Oh, the rage!
Oh, he was so angry. I mean, he's an angry man. His default, he's got resting angry face, but his default mode is probably 20 decibels higher than anybody else, and that's me saying that. And we got Elder Scrolls, and it took him a really long time to get it or something. Like, he was later than us, wasn't he? Because he had to download it or something.
And he had problems.
And he had loads of problems, and he couldn't get the game working properly. And then eventually he started playing the game, and I think he got stuck in a doorway within the first 15 minutes of playing the game. And just like most people would rage quit, not Roy. He rage stayed. So he just stayed in the game and just raged at it hard, constantly. Oh, it was absolutely hilarious for anybody who wasn't him.
Well, it was for us because we just carried on playing.
That was a terrible game as well. I'm kind of glad that was a terrible game, because that was one of the ones where the people were really mean to people at EGX as well. Looking back to EGX.
Still have a chip on my shoulder about that.
Yeah, still angry about that. Mm. Oh, what are the games?
Are you into the game?
I haven't. There are many that I would choose.
I could name one for Elle, but I don't know if it came out within the right time period.
Ooh.
Am I allowed? No, you do yours first.
I was going to say PT and Stardew Valley.
I was going to say Stardew Valley.
I was going to say they're two very different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, not off the same block, are they, really?
I am the embodiment of the dichotomy of man. So, hearken back to the early days of Ready Player 2. You can hear me bitch prolifically about either poor quality graphic games or... pixel games. Fucking hated them. I was like, why would you play that shit? That's bullshit. Like, no, bad time. And as I have matured, I've learned to appreciate
it. It comes to us all. The pixels come to us all.
I love it. I love the aesthetic. I shall not mention how many hours that I've sunk into that game. I own it on the PC, the PlayStation 4, and the Switch. I am addicted. Love it. And then Silent Hill PT, because it was a fleeting and brief moment of perfection in this husk of a world. I was like,
I never played Resident Evil 7.
Oh,
I did play that.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Resident Evil 7. I'm like,
no, it's Resident Evil 8, isn't it? That's coming out next.
Yeah, The Village. No,
they did Resident Evil 7, which was the first person. I played that. I didn't.
Didn't you fight in VR?
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Cut my wife into pieces.
I watched you play some of that, and I don't...
I feel like I watched me play some of that as well. I felt like I was floating slightly above my own body, watching somebody in turmoil.
My only problem with the Resident Evil games has always been like, oh, and you know, and then they open up, and it's like, oh, look at their weak points, and it's like, oh, this just isn't scary anymore. Just give me a knife and
They've
a Silent
been
Hill nurse.
Action horror games, haven't they? They've been more action horror-y. Well, I did play the remakes recently, though, and they're
the
actually really
good.
Yeah,
the
they
remakes
are
good.
Really good.
I won't talk shit about them. They are.
Yeah. The only thing I will say about the remakes, if anybody's thinking about making them, playing them, and this is a bit of a tangent, but Mr. X in Resident Evil 2 and the Nemesis in Resident Evil 3. I do not remember them being that fucking scary or that fucking irritating. It's not as much of a problem in Nemesis, but in Resident Evil 2, when you very originally played it way back in the game, in the version that where you had like 6 pixels on the screen, you had to work out what was going on. That's obviously can't tell. You had this big grey guy, bold fella, that turned up every now and again to try and murder you, called Mr. X. He turns up at only very specific scripted times in the game. And I pretty much remember where those scripted times were because I left pieces of my soul scattered around the late 90s when they happened. In the remake of Resident Evil 2, they decided to do away with the majority of the whole idea of the scripted event where he was going to turn up at very specific points. And this bastard just turns up whenever the fuck he feels like it. It is scary as hell when it first starts happening. And after a while, it just becomes pissing irritating. And you think, just go away. Just go away. You're annoying me. I want to finish the game. Sod off. Anyway. Other games.
I want to give another shout out to Mario Odyssey. I had such a good time in that game.
Yeah, I haven't played that either. Why haven't I played any of these games?
So good.
I haven't played any of these games. The best games of the last eight years, and I've not played any of them. That's
Mario perfection. That is just...
It really is. Yeah. It's perfect. Okay. I put a lot of hours into Apex Legends. I put a lot of hours into Call of Duty Warzone recently.
Oh, I do like Apex Legends.
Yeah, that was a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
A year almost.
I like Apex Legends.
Nothing but that. But yeah,
we thought it was going to be the next Fortnite, and then Fortnite did a 180, and now it's... Well, it's still one of the biggest games.
Yeah.
It's the next Fortnite.
Rocket League came out in the last 8 years, and that, I put a lot of hours into that. I'm still fucking terrible at it, but I'm still fun.
That's second on my list, that is, of most played games.
Nice.
You know, I think I'll probably go as far as to say, and it's difficult this, because you always remember your most recent meal more fondly than the great meal that you had 8 years ago, right? Mm. But God of War... is probably one of the best games I've played, if not the best game I've played in the last 8 years. Mm. I thought that was a... The word masterpiece gets thrown around.
Not by us.
Not by us, because we're generally scathing. But I thought that was an absolute masterpiece of the game. I can't think of a bad thing about that game. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. That's definitely got to be one of mine.
Yeah, it's a good game.
So there we go.
Ark Survival Evolved.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? I downloaded that today.
Did you?
Yeah. We'll go back and play it. Because Craig messaged me and said, I've been playing Rust. So I've been playing a lot of Rust. And
that's like saying I've been doing cocaine.
Most people,
that's something you're proud of.
I've been doing a lot of cocaine.
Most people who like play games with me have gone, well, what are we playing at the minute? Should we play something together? And I've gone, I'm playing Rust, and they're like, no, never mind then. So what they're now trying to do is trying to tempt me off Rust with an adjacent game. here's another game that is a game where you're surviving and building, but that is 95% less toxic than the one that you're playing at the moment. Let's try and wean you off. So Craig said, come play Ark. And I said, oh, well, I suppose so. All right, then. So I've downloaded Ark. I haven't played it yet. We'll see. But apparently loads has changed in that.
Mm. Yeah,
and they're making a TV series off the back of it now.
Are they?
Yeah.
And a sequel.
Ark 2? Return of the Dinosaurs?
Ark Harder.
What comes after dinosaurs?
People.
Other dinosaurs?
Riding other people around.
It's all underwater. It was a nightmare.
You could go around underwater on Ark. You could get underwater dinosaurs. Submer dinosaurs.
I'm out.
She's out.
Yeah.
Clear in the water. No.
When you're hunting for submersaurs for the first time, it is a very scary thing because they will just come straight out of the darkness and they will have your face.
Sounds like that.
Not doing that. No. Okay, right. We've talked about games over the last 8 years. Honestly, can't remember almost anything that I played outside of the last 8 weeks, so it's a really difficult one to try and remember.
Is Journey out in the last 8 years?
No, that was
a lot older than that.
That was a long old time ago.
Rich, so Rocket League's not on your list then? Not going to be one of your...
Oh, the best games of the last 8 years.
Well, Journey misses it by a year, almost to the day.
I put a lot of time into Rocket League, actually.
Damn it.
I did put a lot of time into Rocket League. The thing is, just because I put a lot of time into something doesn't mean that I've got the fondest memories of it. My kids are great examples. Just because to sink an awful lot of time into it doesn't really mean that it's something that you want to revisit. Honestly, it's the same. It's similar to Minecraft. I put way over 4,000 hours into Minecraft, and I'm done. Every time anybody says, "Oh, should we try Minecraft?" I'm like, "No, I completed it.
You finished that game.
I beat Minecraft.
We buried it.
Yeah, don't need to do it anymore.
We don't go there.
Rocket League would be high. If we're talking about amount of hours played, Destiny 2. As well. I sunk a ton of time into that game. I absolutely love that game. And Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was another one. Yeah, that was fantastic. GTA 5, that might be older as well, but put an awful lot of time into that too. Loads of good games come out in the last 8 years. Too many to talk about them all, so I'm going to stop.
Good.
Right, I wasn't privy to the entire formula of this podcast before this started because, as I said earlier on, I'd only just woken up from a nap and I wasn't sure where I was. Have we got anything else on the docket for this evening? That's it.
I will say we did decide this about a week ago. This was something about a week ago.
But I wasn't paying any attention.
You have zero object permanence. It's like, it's not directly in front of me. It does not exist.
That's all that's on the agenda. We will be back next time with a proper podcast.
Right, okay, fine. Right, we're done. See you later, fuckers.
I behaved so well last time. I didn't sing.
I don't think that's good behaviour. I like it when you sing us out. Somebody's got to do it, because usually it's the wrong tune.
It's that the old one. Tune.
You're going to have to finish on the old tune. It's the 8 year. If it's the octennial or whatever we said it was called, not octennial.
Yeah, please do.
Octade.
Well, this has been us. This is 8 years of Ready Player Two. We've been around so long that somebody's written a book named after us now. I can't believe that.
Still waiting for the lawyers.
I know, exactly. God, I hope he doesn't spot that. He could be in a right old legal pickle.
I mean, the book's fine. It's not as good as this podcast, though.
It's his podcast.
The first.
Or was this podcast? Oh, I thought he said his podcast. He's not stepping into our bloody domain. He can keep his books, but he's not having a fucking podcast. Yeah, and there's a film that's almost the same name as us. That came out as well. That
will inevitably get a sequel.
That might get a sequel. So at some point in the next 8 years, we're going to have a book and a film named after us.
We're going to have a name change.
Yeah, possibly a court case. We've already had problems with our logo. We might as well change the name as well.
Oh,
good grief. Well, look, that's been us. 8 years in. Still doing all right. None of us are dead.
I think
if this pandemic carries on much longer, I'm probably going to die of some kind of cholesterol-related problem.
And who would have put the odds on that? With Lee in the group, you would have been the first to go. Eh?
Honestly, anybody who knows me. eight more years? 8 more years?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We got that in us? I reckon we can.
Yeah. Go for another 8 more?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, cool. So this is the last podcast for 8 years. We will see you. what would that put us at? 2029?
Yeah, episode 99.
About holy shit, yeah. I'll be 40.
I'll be 60.
No, stop there. stop. That's a set of mathematics that I don't want to engage in.
Wait, I'll be older than 40. I'm 34 this year. Shit. I'll be like... 42.
You're going to start doing what Lee did and forgetting what age he was for an entire year.
I legitimately forgot how old I was until it came up on the census. And it was like...
exactly the same.
It was like, can you confirm you are 33? And I'm like... Hang on a minute. Doesn't sound like me, but...
Yeah, but it's really tricky, A, when your birthday is on the last day of the year, because you're not sure whether to count the year that you were born in or the one after. And B, I'm holding up two fingers, being really old and forgetting everything.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Didn't you go an entire year genuinely telling people you were one age until your wife said to you on your birthday? No.
I can't remember the numbers, but I thought that I was, for a whole year, I thought I was a year older. And so for the next year, I decided to have the year before. So I told everybody I was a year younger than I actually was. I got it back. Sorry.
I'll be 45 in 8 years, still playing NBA games that are no good as 25.
Still playing the same bloody one, probably. Yeah. 2013.
Oh, same game, different number.
Yeah. I will still be three raccoons in a trench coat.
Don't ever change, Elle.
No.
This has been us. This has been Ready Player 2, 8 years deep. Slightly apologetic, but also mildly energetic and energised that we're back and we're doing things again.
I mean, we're back. We've done two incredibly self-indulgent episodes.
A normal episode next time. I mean, people talk about fan service. This is self-service.
I just want to talk to my friends.
We simp ourselves.
But the lockdown's been going on for so long. I just want to talk to people and then pretend that it's got purpose because we're recording it. Yeah, we will be back. Do you know what? And we said it last, 2 weeks ago, we said we were going to be back. We're going to be back with a new episode, and 100% didn't lie. Yeah. As self-indulgent as this episode might be, this is the cream on top of the Ready Player 2. And do you know what? We've been doing it for 8 years, so we're allowed this. Allow us this. Forgive us this self-indulgent circle jerk. And we will be back in a couple of weeks' time with an actual proper episode with possibly a little more structure because I will have been paying attention to what everybody's been saying in the group chat.
I'm out.
Why lie right at the end of the podcast?
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Thank you very much for listening. Oh, God.
He's dying.
He's choking up. Oh, no. He's getting emotional.
God, I'm going to pull a Tommy Cooper. Oh, good grief. Lee made me laugh then, and I inhaled the joke, and it caught right in my throat, as a lot of Lee's jokes do. Oh, this has been brilliant. Thank you very much for listening. If you managed to stay all the way to the end of the episode, and frankly, if you've managed to stay with us for 8 years, that is all. You give yourself a pat on the back, honestly. You're doing all right. You're doing better than some of our hosts. So thank you very much for sticking with us. This has been Ready Player 2 episode. Lewis, help.
94.
Thank you. 94. Ready Player 2, episode 94. We are creeping ever so slowly, very slowly.
A lumbering juggernaut.
Towards episode 100. I'm thinking that possibly this time round we're going to get there. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time with another full fat edition of Ready Player 2. Thank you very much for listening. In the meantime, you can find all of us on Twitter at ReadyP2. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen, that's Z-E-B-W-E-N. You can find Lee at
ZZLeeZZ
and all of his amazing retro pod pinball
more fun
gaming.
Making it on YouTube.
Yeah, there we go. And we can find Lewis at
Louis_Kong.
You can find L at
Escaping IRL.
And you can find Ross at
Rossbone 1984.
Thank you very much, everybody. Here's to another 8 years, and we will see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.